when I left school, I left at 14, and I went to work at the rectory for Reverend and Mrs. Tomlinson. I expect you'll see their name in the church, Tomlinson. Yes, I worked for them.
Can you remember when you first started, what you had to do?
Well, I did housework. It was all housework, yes. And then because they had three sons, all at college, but when they came home at holiday times, I had, do you know Neville Wright?
Yes.
His mother used to come and help me, because I had to have help when the boys were home.
Did they have a large staff at the rectory?
No, there was only me normally, and then just help at holiday times, yes.
And when you were at school, May, was there anything that you thought, oh, I'd like to be a nurse or a secretary or something? Well, or did you just automatically?
Well, automatically took it. I was lucky to get a job, sort of thing, yes.
Did you have to go for an interview or did you just get the job?
I just got the job, yes. Of course, they knew me. It's sort of in the village, you see, but I didn't have to go for an interview.
Did you have to wear a uniform?
Yes, I did. And in the afternoon I had to wear my cap and apron and my black dress and all change for afternoon tea.
Really? So yes. You had to change from the morning to the afternoon?
Yes, I did, yes. And I used to have a Sunday off once a month.
And so then, you had one day off once a month?
No, I used to have it once a week, but you couldn't really call it a day off because I had to leave the tea tray ready for afternoon tea and leave the help with the food for the evening so that it only got to go in the oven to be warmed up. So I never got much of a half day then, but I only had a Sunday off once a month.
Do you remember what your wages were then, May?
Oh, I don't know offhand. Wasn't very much. Oh, I think it was 7 and 6. I used to give mother 5 for my keep and I had the 2 and 6. And I used to borrow 6 national savings stamp every week. Out of that, so I had 2 shillings myself.
And what would you do with that?
Well, I used to save it because there was nothing really much to buy, not in the village. And we hadn't got many buses to go out with. Not at that time.
Where would you have bought your clothes?
Pardon?
Where did you buy your clothes? If you wanted to wear, when you weren't in uniform.
Well, I went to Oxford, I think, because at that time we did get a bus. It used to be a shilling return to Oxford and 9 pence to Hallam.
But if you only had 2 shillings a week...
Yes.
Then that was very expensive.
It was expensive, yes. I had to save up, you see, if I wanted to get some clothes. I used to have to keep that 2 shillings.
Goodness me. Did they have jumble sales in those
days?
Yes,
they did.
Would you have gone to a jumble sale?
Well, Mother did for us, being the 5 girls. She used to get most of her clothes there and come home and wash it and repair it if it wanted. Because people used to go to the jumble sales in them days because they were glad, you know, to get clothes.